Okay, so as we move into this meditation practice, and can everyone hear me okay? Okay. As we begin to meditate, let's find that posture where you're alert and relaxed. And so this is putting both feet squarely on the floor and your back erect, almost feeling like there's an imaginary string on the top of your head pulling the upper half of your body towards the sky as the lower half roots to the earth. And the posture embodies an attitude. And so tune into what attitude this posture is conveying. You know, perhaps it's like a stable mountain or tree or a kind of a calmness, like a lily floats on a pond. So feeling into this posture. And then noticing that without even trying, the breath is naturally occurring. And now very lightly bringing a soft attention onto the breath as you begin to tune into now the breath sensations in the body. Noticing perhaps the sensations in the belly, the rise and the fall with the inhalation and exhalation. Perhaps the whole body lifting, rising with the inhalation, lowering, collapsing with the exhalation. Perhaps you notice the air in the nostrils. And as you tune into that airflow, it's a cooling on the inhalation, a warming on the exhalation. And so just going to that part of the body where for you the breath is the most noticeable. And getting intimate with the breath, and so following the breath sensation, noticing perhaps the difference in the in-breath and a little bit longer out-breath, or that breathing in and that turn where just for a very brief moment. It then turns, the breath isn't there, it just turns into the out-breath. It's this cycle of breathing. And noticing how each breath is unique. And so with that attitude of curiosity, feeling the breath sensations, getting to know the breath, and riding upon the breath waves in the body. And whenever the mind wanders, just simply make a mental note thinking. And as though you're fishing, reeling the mind back to the breath. And now just following the next breath wave until we put it aside to shift our object of attention to body sensations. And so scanning the body for wherever you sense a sensation that's the most noticeable, that's drawing your attention. And without judging whether you like the sensation or not, it's zeroing right into, it's going towards the sensation, like you have a magnifying glass. And so as you move into the sensation, imagine breathing into and out from the sensation, making room for sensations to run their course, dissolve, dissipate, fall into the past, or just simply be. As acknowledgement itself is a powerful tool of just inviting sensations to be noticed that they're there, and then when you don't place judgment on them, they have space to just run their course or just be. And noticing how sensations, as soon as one sensation draws your attention and perhaps disappears, then maybe another one calls to you. So we're learning a wonderful lesson on impermanence. Everything changes. And when the mind wanders, bring it back to the object of attention, in this case, body sensations. And now letting this object of attention fade as we call up another object, which is opening out up the sense door of sound. So noticing sounds in the room, sounds outside, perhaps sounds in the body. Noticing how some sounds are long, choppy. It could be sharp, dull. High-pitched, low-pitched. There's this stream of sounds, almost like a symphony of sounds that just come and go. So there's nothing to control here. It's just being this receptacle for opening up to this world of sound that's always here. No two sounds are the same. Riding on the waves of sound. Now we'll put side on the wings as we bring up to the forefront a new object of attention, which is thoughts. And so seeing thoughts as mental formations, like clouds in the sky, appearing, forming, becoming big or wisping, disappearing, new clouds. It's almost like you're lying down looking at the sky, this blue sky with clouds just moving across. Or perhaps you might imagine that it's like being in a movie theater and you're looking at your thoughts on the big screen. And so simply witnessing thoughts, no need to analyze, dissect, interpret. Simply witnessing these mental formations, like clouds in the sky or a bubble, appearing on the surface and then disappearing. And now putting thoughts to the side as we just spend the last couple of minutes in choiceless awareness. Whatever sense becomes the most predominant, the most vivid, the most alive, the most compelling. That could be breath, body sensation, sound, or thoughts. You just notice. Bring your full attention to there, to whatever sensation is drawing you there, until another sensation becomes more alive. And it's moving, just like you're moving down the river, following the stream. In choiceless awareness.